How exciting that would be! Mamito agreed that any donkey would have to run fast to beat Tintorle, but first she said it must be decided how to sell Tonino's pottery. Then the innkeeper said, "Why don't you let your donkey pull the cart over to the fairgrounds? Then you can unharness him and leave the cart with the pottery while you bring him back here. But first, take your donkey to the fountain and let him drink. You'll find it on the other side of the grand place, just through the gate that leads to the old town. Then I'll give him a good rub down and a feed of oats, so that he will be fresh for the race this afternoon. You will have the whole morning to sell your pottery at the fair." Selling the pottery. So that is exactly what Tonino and Mamito did. Mamito found a corner of the grand place that was still unused, and Tonino unharnessed Tintorle. Then, while Mamito unpacked the pottery, he led the donkey through the big gate, and there was the fountain. On the other side of the fountain was a pottery shop. Outside the shop were great wooden stands with shelves that were filled with beautiful plates and jars and pitchers. Some had pretty pictures painted on them, and some were colored blue, or pink, or yellow, or all the colors of the rainbow. Already there was quite a crowd of beautifully dressed ladies carrying bright colored parasols and admiring the pottery.